Seventh Perek of Shkolim, Mishnah Aleph. In the previous Perek we discussed about different boxes they had, which they stored coins for different purposes, different uses. So, Moish and Nimzu, Bein Shkolim and Adava. He had a box for Shkolim, which was used for all the types of Kabbanas, and Adava was used for Kabban Oila. And they found a golden coin in between these two boxes. And the question is it Shaykh the Shkolim one or the Adava one? Kabban Shkolim, even the Shkolim. If it's closer to the Shkolim one, then it goes to the Shkolim box and will be used for buying all the Korban Tziva. And then a Dovah, it's closer than a Dovah one, then Yipel and a Dovah go for the Dovah box and will buy oilers with it. Mechtel Mechta, if it's exactly in between the two of them, Yiplu Lin a Dovah. It goes to a Dovah. The rule behind it is, if it's equal, it goes to the more stringent. Oiler one, all in the Dovah, all of them go for oilers. Whereas the Shkolim ones, they buy oilers and Chathas and other Korbanas, which are not all cool Lashem. The same thing, Bein Eitim Levoina, you find it in between the box for buying wood for the Maracha, Levoina, the incense for the Marachas. Kol Eitim, you put Eitim. Kol Levoina, you put Levoina. If it's closer to the wood one, you put in the wood box. Closer to the Levoina box, you put in the Levoina box. That's the rule. You go by the Korav. Mechza, Mechza was in between, exactly in between the two of them. Yitil Levoina. Levoina is also considered a more chash of the two, because it's the actual Korav, and it wasn't just the wood that was used for burning the components. Bein Kinim Legoizle Oila. If they found it between the box that was for Kinim and Goizle Oila. So, Kav Lekinim, you put Lekinim. Goizle Oila, you put Goizle Oila. If it's closer to the Kinim one, you put in the Kinim one. Closer to Goizle Oila, go to the Goizle Oila. And, Mechza Mechza, you put Goizle Oila. If it's in the middle, it goes to the Goizle Oila. Why? Because the Kinim are bird offerings that are 50% Chatas, 50% Oila. So, this was a discussion in the previous parak, but the Chacham over there said that the Kinim was not all oilus. It was part oila, part chatas, and this mission seems to be according to that opinion, and therefore the Kinim is less kodesh than the Goizle Oila. Goizle Oila is all oilus, and the Kinim is part oilus, part chatas. Bein Chul and Maitre Sheni, it was in between the box, a box, this is not the base of Mikdash, but he has a box in his house, a stalker box, which has a chulin box, which is just where he stores his own money, and Maitre Sheni is where the Maitre Sheni coins. The Kol Chulin, you put the Chulin. Maitre Sheni, you put Maitre Sheni. It's closer to the Chulin box. Then we say it goes. We say the money is Chulin. You can do whatever you want with it. If it's closer to the Maitre Sheni box, we say it's Maitre Sheni. So we have a big tradition in our Mishnah that the mere fact that it's closer to the more lenient box is enough reason to be lenient. You don't have to be machmer just because maybe it's from the more machmer box, as long as it's closer to the lenient box. But if it's mechzel mechzel, then you go lechumen. In this case, we go people in Maitre Sheni. Go for Maitre Sheni. This is the general rule which we just said. If it's closer to one, we go even lehokel to the one which is closer. Mechza, mechza. If it's in the middle, then we are machmir.